Chazal tell us that Noach didn't daven for the people of his dor, lo yispalel al b'nei doiroi. And Chazal say this as a chisaron, that he should have davened for them. But I want to try to understand why he didn't daven for them. It's certainly not because he didn't care for them, because he spent year after year after year giving musar, building this teva, explaining, as Chazal say, explaining that there's a mabul coming. But tefillah, he didn't daven for them. It's interesting that there seems to be some kind of association between the teva and the power of speech. First of all, the word teva means a box, but it also means a word. Now, there is an association there. It probably means a word because it's a place where concepts are put into that holds a concept. But a teva is a word, and a teva is a box, is the ship, the boat called the teva. The various kedoshim through the generations said different remuzim about tefillah from the psukim by the teva. Tzayar ta'ase la teva, that you should bring light and chizuk to your davening, and so on and so forth. Teva is a word that has to do with the teva and has to do with words. But not just that. The Ramami Pano points out that the height of the teva was 30 amos, lamed. The length of the teva was 300 amos, shin. The width of the teva was 50 amos, nun. Lamed, shin, nun, lashon, tongue or language. So you have something that's called word, and its dimensions are language. There's something about Dibur and the Teva. And perhaps the Pshat is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an Adam, and he created an Adam with two contradictory parts to him. We have a body, a guf, and we have a neshama. The guf pulls us towards Olam Hazeh, the neshama pulls us towards Shamayim, towards Ruchnias. And it's because we're pulled in two directions that we have the power called Bechira. Animals have just their impulse, just their guf, just their instincts, just their pull to the physical. Malachim have just the neshama, just the spiritual, just the pull towards Ruchnias. But we're unique that we're the combination of guf and neshama, and therefore we're pulled in two directions, like the Mesilas Yesharim says, and because of that we have this kayach called Bechira. Now when it comes to the Dor HaMabul, the Dor HaMabul seems to have completely been miyayish from any kind of involvement in Bechira. If you look at the pasuk in the end of Parashas Bereishis that describes the Dor HaMabul, the pasuk says, "V'chol yetzer machshavos libay," that the entire, the psukim are not megazim, they don't exaggerate. "V'chol yetzer machshavos libay," the entire thought process, the entire inner world of those people was rak ra kol hayom, just ra all day. That means they had zero machshavos of tov. The pasuk is not just being poetic. V'chol yetzer machshavos libay rak ra kol hayom. That's an indication of someone who said that I am not fighting anymore. I'm not engaging in this milchama between my guf and my neshama. I'm not that I'm losing, but I'm not fighting. I'm hanging up my hat. I'm done. I'm putting away my involvement. I'm going to live like an animal. They gave up their bechira. In the teva were the people who did not give up their bechira. Outside the teva were the people who did give up their bechira. Now the Mefarshim tell us that the fusion of guf and neshama together produces the power of speech. That's the famous words of the Targum, that when the Pasuk says, Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, that Hashem blew a neshama into a person, that the Targum says, when it says, Vayhiya adam lenefesh chaya, the Targum says that he became a ruach memalala. When the neshama and the guf fuse, when the das and the spirituality fuse with the physical kalim of a person, that produces the power of speech. So when the Dor HaMabul gave up on their Bechira, they were not properly using and taking advantage of that fusion between Guf and Neshama. But those in the Teva that did engage in Bechira, they were taking advantage of that fusion between Guf and Neshama, and that's why the Teva is a word. And the dimensions of the Teva are language, because words and language represent the fusion between the guf and the neshama. And perhaps for that reason, Noach felt like he can't daven for this generation. How could he use that power of dibur, that power of tefillah, mave zeh adam, how could he use that power of tefillah, which is the power of the fusion of guf and neshama, to help an adam that has given up on that fusion? In the Teva, that's where the power of Bechira lived, and that's where the power of Dibur lived. Outside of the Teva, the power of Bechira was given up, and therefore the power of speech became impotent, it became weak. There's a big lesson here, and it's very relevant for us, because I keep speaking to guys over the day, over the week, and there's a tremendous sense of the struggle that's going on right now because of the matzav in Eretz Yisrael, because of the worries on our mind, because of the things that we're davening for, because of the sense of a cloud hovering over us. And at the same time that we feel weighed down, we also feel so motivated to do more and to accomplish and to be Mekayim mitzvahs and to daven properly and to learn properly. And we're feeling the strain of, on one hand, it's harder to do what we've always done, and on the other hand, we want to do more than we've always done. And it's important to remember that what separates an Adam from a non-Adam is not that he always wins the milchama. What separates them is that he's always loichem the milchama. That he doesn't give up the fight. That he continues to struggle with his avodas Hashem. A person could fail and fail and fail, but still present himself, I am an adam. You know why? Because I'm going to keep at it. And by the way, he will be matzliach in the end. If a person is miyayish chas v'shalom, that's a person that's giving up the crown of being an adam. So let's take advantage of that ratzayin that we have. Whether sometimes we're more successful, sometimes we're less successful. Sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's harder. Sometimes we plan what our day and our week will look like and everything flows beautifully. Sometimes we plan what our day and week will look like, and then in the end of the week, on a Thursday afternoon, we look back and we're like, could have done better. But if we were fighting, if we were struggling, if we were working, if we were thinking, if it was important to us, that itself is an accomplishment. And that itself is a siyata d'shmaya, that next week will be an even stronger week. And in this chus of us struggling, of us being loichem, of us fighting the good fight, living up to the shem adam, and struggling the milchama of the guf and neshama, to get up, to daven properly, to learn properly, to put in our time as everybody wants to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to the product of the fusion of our gufa and neshama, and be makabel our tefillas, and bring yeshuas. And besides for the beauty, the godless, the greatness, the bracha of those yeshuas, who can imagine the chizuk that we'll have for all of us, and the power that will be added to our avodas Hashem when HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'ezer Hashem b'karoy brings the yeshua to Klal Yisrael. Shkoyach.